good evening, and welcome to Abide Forever. My name is Dr. Ebony Robinson, and I welcome you guys back into this broadcast. Again, we are moving forward with week three of our 52 weeks of healing and deliverance. In week one, the message was to reject death and choose life. In week two, the message was to move in the direction of restoration. Hallelujah. And today, I would like to speak to you from the message or title, Cultivate Your Soil. Hallelujah. Cultivate your soil. Why is it necessary to cultivate your soil? I want you to cultivate your soil because the word of God never fails. Hallelujah. The word of God has never and will never fail. Settle that in your heart right now in the name of Jesus. The word of God never fails. So I have a few scriptures that I want to share with you guys this evening, and we're going to focus on cultivating our soil. Now, if you go with me today to the book of Luke, hallelujah, the book of Luke, and we're going to start right there at that first chapter. I am not going to read every single verse, but the story here lays out the time where Zacharias is serving as priest, okay? And he's burning incense during the hour of prayer, and he had been praying and he had been asking the Lord for a child, because you know his wife Elizabeth was barren. And that's where we are in the first chapter of Luke. His wife is barren and he's seeking the Lord's face. They're praying intensely that the Lord will give them a child, okay? And so it is in this first chapter that the scripture shows us that the angel of the Lord appears to Zachariah, right? And tells him that his prayer has been heard. Hallelujah. That his prayer has been answered. Now, it's an interesting scenario because we all know that when Zechariah leaves, he comes out mute. Okay. He went in being able to talk, right? But when he finishes up, hallelujah, his time in the temple praying and burning incense, he comes out mute. Okay. Now the angel of the Lord appears to him and tells him that the Lord has heard his prayer and that his wife is going to have a child, right? And then if you read in verse 18, it says, and Zechariah said to the angel, how shall I know this? For I am an old man and my wife is well advanced in years. The verse 19 says, and the angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. You know, I can sense that Gabriel had an issue at the moment with the fact that I'm not just showing up to tell you something that you hadn't already considered or asked for. Okay. And so he's addressing him straight up here. I'm standing in the presence of God to speak to you, to bring you these glad tidings. Verse 20 says, but behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day of these things that take place, because you did not believe my words. You did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time. Hallelujah. So Zacharias, he heard what the angel said, but he didn't believe what he was saying. He didn't receive what he was saying. And I believe today that he didn't believe and receive what the angel was saying was because the soil, hallelujah, the soil of his heart wasn't right. You know, and so I want to encourage us today to ensure that the soil of our heart is right, because if it's not, you may not be able to receive and retain and produce, hallelujah, bring forth that which the word of God declares that we are capable of having and bringing forth. Okay. And so the angel of the Lord shuts Zechariah's mouth up because he had unbelief in his heart, you know, Where he was the priest, spent all that time praying, and here comes the glad tidings. And instead of him, hallelujah, receiving that word with a hallelujah, bowing down his knees and, you know what I'm saying, giving thanks to God and going into a place of worship, he's got a million and one questions, okay? He has doubt and unbelief in his heart concerning how God was going to bring it to pass. But I want you to know today that the word of God never fails, and that which he speaks, hallelujah, he is able to perform. And so when we continue to read in this first chapter of Luke, we get to the place where the angel of the Lord appears to Mary this time around. The Bible says in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. And in this instance, he's going to speak to Mary. The Bible says in the first chapter of Luke and verse 30, then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive, hallelujah, in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be great. And he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David." Verse 33 says, "And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Hear me, people of God, the word of the Lord never fails. Now listen, Mary was not seeking the Lord to have a child. Hallelujah. Mary had a husband. Mary had not even been with him yet to consummate the marriage. So Mary only had one question for Gabriel, and she said, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" Now notice, the angel didn't shut up Mary. You see, Mary wasn't stepping in the place where she had the same level of experience as good old Zachariah. Zachariah was the priest. And so when the angel of the Lord comes to him and says that your prayer has been heard, there is no other response other than thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so because he could not receive the word, his mouth was shut up. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, when you surround yourself with different kinds of people, you better make sure that you got folk around you that's believing the Lord God Almighty well, lest they be speaking doubt and unbelief into your life. And if they are, you need to shut them up. Hallelujah. Remove those. Don't even have certain conversations with certain people because they sow seeds that are not in keeping with the promises of God. And so the angel is speaking to Mary. Hallelujah. So she wants to know, how can this be? Okay. And so the angel obliges her. Gabriel answers and says to her, verse 35, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore," hallelujah, "also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren." Verse 37 says, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." And that is what we need to get in our spirits as we journey through 52 weeks of healing and deliverance. The word of the Lord says, nothing shall be impossible with God. Because here we hear the angel of the Lord, hallelujah, speaking to the one who is going to deliver the deliverer. Hallelujah. The one who is going to bring life and liberty to all of humanity, the one who is going to, hallelujah, bring forth salvation and forgiveness of sin. So what's the problem? Why is it that, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying this from a place of speaking as if I've never had doubt or unbelief in my heart, because I have. But that is the reason why I'm addressing this issue today. Not just because of me, hallelujah, being a believer, also standing in the place and saying, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." I know that there are other people, even as the Bible shows us, hallelujah, in times past, where we have had faith, hallelujah, but there was unbelief present at the same time. But the Lord God Almighty is saying, "My word will never fail you, Ebony. My word will never fail you." Hear me. And so, hallelujah, because the word of the Lord will not fail us. We've got to investigate and look to see what is the problem. Well, I believe I know what the problem is. And the problem is with our soil. Hallelujah. Our soil ain't right. And when your soil ain't right, you can't produce that which the Lord God has promised to you. Okay. And so when we go a little further in the book of Luke, if we move up to chapter 8, we're here right here where God is blessing, well, not blessing, but where God is addressing, hallelujah, the issue of the soil. The issue of the soil as it pertains to his word unto salvation. And the word of the Lord says in Luke chapter 8 verse 11, I'm not going to read the previous verses that talk about the sower going forth to sow, but I want to get right to it because I don't want to hold you long. I'm trying to learn how to focus on the substance, hallelujah, and not drag out my broadcast here. But if we go to chapter 8 and verse 11, the word of the Lord says, now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God, hallelujah. And so if the word of the word of God is a seed, hallelujah, a seed is to be sowed into the ground. And I've talked before on previous broadcasts that not only did God form, hallelujah, the earth, right, but he also created us from the earth. And so therefore we are living soil, we are living beings. Our very flesh, even as scripture declares, is going to return to the soil. But this word, hallelujah, the word of God is to be received into the soil of our hearts. It's to be received into our being, right? And so verse 11 says, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Now that's important to know, because the devil knows that the word of God will never fail. The devil knows that with God, nothing shall be impossible. And that is why when the promise of God is sown into your heart, when the word of God is sown into your heart, either unto salvation, the enemy works hard to uproot that seed. Why? Because he knows that this word will not fail. And if it is sowed into the right kind of soil, hallelujah, it will produce, hallelujah, that which the Lord God has promised. And so the Lord is showing us in scripture that the enemy worketh. He works, hallelujah, to uproot, choke out, and destroy the seeds, to remove those seeds from our soil, hallelujah, so that they will not produce the promise. The word of the Lord continues to go on to say in verse 13, but the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, they receive the word with joy. And these have no root who believe for a while, and in the time of temptation, they fall away. So they believe for a while and then they fall away. Verse 14 says, now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they heard, they go out. When they heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and the pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. So they receive the word, hallelujah, but they allow the cares of life, the worries, the doubt, the unbelief, what's happening, the situation and the circumstance to choke out the promise. Okay, and so they bring no fruit to maturity. Verse 15 says, but the ones that fell on good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble heart and good heart, keep it. Hallelujah. They keep it. They keep it. They retain it. They receive it. And the scripture goes on to say, and bear fruit with patience. Hallelujah. And so they're bearing fruit because it, when it goes into the soul, they're able to keep it. Now, I want to look at two things called receiving. What is it to receive? If we are to receive the word of God, the word of God is not to be received with your mind. The word of God is to be received in your heart. We need to receive, hallelujah, the word of God into the soil of our being, into the soil of our heart. To receive is to come into possession of. That means I acquire it. I possess it, right? To receive is to act as a container or a receptacle for, okay? To receive is to permit to enter. pressure. To receive is to support the weight or pressure of. Hallelujah. And so when I look at the word receive and apply it to the seed of the word of God, that means that when I hear the word of God, when I hear the promises of God for healing, the promises of God for deliverance, what do? I receive it. I come into possession of the seed. Hallelujah. Why? Because with God, all things are possible. And what? If I keep it, it will produce. Hallelujah. And so I receive that word. I become a container, hallelujah, for that word. I permit that word to enter into my heart. Hallelujah. I position myself to receive, and I'm willing to support the weight of the word of God, the weight of the promise. If I have to wait on it, W-A-I-T, I'll wait on it. Hallelujah, because I'm fully persuaded that the word of God will never fail. And that which he has spoken in his word throughout scripture, he is able to bring it to pass. Now, that's what it is to receive. You want to come into possession of it. You want to act as a container or receptacle for it. You permit the word of God to enter into your heart. Even if your mind doesn't understand it, hallelujah, I permit the word of God to enter into my heart. I become the container for the word of God. And I will support the word of God. I will support the weight of the word of God, hallelujah, in my heart. Now, that's what it is to receive. But what is it to cultivate? Hallelujah. So you cannot, because you cannot receive the word if you do not cultivate your soil. Now, some folk have good soil, but it's a whole lot of people. There are a whole lot of people who do not have good soil. All right. And so they represent the people in Luke chapter 8 who are not bringing the fruit to maturity. Hallelujah. They represent those who are having this, the seed of the word of God snatched away by the enemy. They are those who get swept away by the cares of life and the cares of world, and they're not able to hold on to and be a container for the word of God. Okay, so we want to cultivate, and that's the message for tonight. So what is it to cultivate? To cultivate is to break up the ground. Hallelujah. So I want to break up the ground of my heart so that I can receive. Now, this is what's happening. Okay, a lot of people, when the ground is hard, when the ground is very hard and you start to pour water on it, even if you put a seed on hard ground, it's just on top of the ground. It has not been received into the soil. Okay. And so we want to cultivate and break it up. We want to break up the soil of our heart so that the seed of the word won't just sit on our heart. Hallelujah. But we can receive it into our heart. And I just believe for a lot of us, we're amongst a lot of the word. We're hearing the word of truth, but when it's not really being received, it's just sitting up. Hallelujah. And so on top of the soil of our heart, we have awareness of it. We're knowledgeable of it, but we still have not received it. We don't contain it. We haven't possessed it. Hallelujah. Because we have not permitted it to enter the heart. So Holy Spirit is going to help us to cultivate, hallelujah, and break up the ground of our heart so that we can receive and retain the word of God. Now, when we talk about cultivating, not only are we talking about breaking up the ground of our heart, hallelujah, so that the surface is not hard, hallelujah, Lord God, take this heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh, okay? Not only do we want to break up, hallelujah, the ground of our heart, but we also want to remove the weeds and the rocks, okay? Weeds and rocks, weeds choke out seeds, okay? They don't allow seeds to come to maturity, okay? And so we want to uproot the weeds in our heart. There are rocks and stones that can be in the heart as well, and they prevent the growth, hallelujah, the upward growth of the fruit that the Lord God Almighty is trying to manifest or bring forth or produce in our lives, okay? The Bible says, even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead. So we got to do our work in this case. What is our work? Our work is to ensure that the soil of our heart is right. Now, how do I break it up? How do I remove the rocks and the weeds? I'm glad you asked. This is what we need to do. in union with the Holy Spirit. One, identify everything in your heart that resists the word of God. Identify everything in your heart that hinders the word of God. Hallelujah. Acknowledge what those things are, okay? And stop feeding them, stop fueling them in the name of Jesus. Remove them from your heart. Hallelujah. You got to get rid of anything that resists the word of God. So if your anger is causing you to resist what God is saying, if whatever happened in the past, disappointments, rejection, abandonment, whatever it is, if it is preventing you, and I believe that it is, from really receiving the word of God, not knowing, not acknowledging, but receiving, hallelujah, becoming a container for, hallelujah, supporting the weight of the word of God in your heart, hallelujah. If you are in a place where your heart is clear, hallelujah, from weeds that resist, rocks that hinder the word of God, then you got to deal with that. And so the prayer today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, show us the things in our heart that are hindering your word. Show us the things in our heart, Father God, that are resisting, that are standing in resistance against your word, Father God. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, because we want our soil right for receiving your word, because we know that you're faithful to perform and that your word will never fail. In Jesus' name, amen. So not only must we identify everything that resists or hinders the word, but we must also identify those people around us and those things around us that reinforce those resistors and hindrances. That can be TV, that can be social media, that can be your family, that can be your friends. Listen, I remember a point in time when I spoke about this probably in season one on my broadcast, where I had gave up one job and I didn't even have another one to go to, but I knew my season where I was up. And so I left and I said, no, I'm not coming back. I'm done. This is my last year. And I left that job and I believed God to open another door. So when I'm standing in faith and I'm believing God, hallelujah. And so then my husband wanted to have a conversation with me, but his conversation, I didn't feel was in alignment with what I was believing God for. Okay. And so everything that he was saying was kind of ushering in resistance and doubt and unbelief. And so I said, oh no, baby, we're not having this conversation. Like if you're not in 100% support and agreement that which we need, that God is going to bring forth, then I don't have room for doubt in my life. That's what we call resistance. Sometimes you have to get thee behind me, Satan, even as Christ, hallelujah, told Peter. You can't let people speak ill against the word of God concerning you, concerning your life, concerning your healing, concerning your deliverance. God wants to bring it forth in your life. Deal with the resistors. And not only the resistors and hindrances themselves, but deal with the things and the people, the conversations and the media that reinforce those hindrances, okay? And so as we cultivate, hallelujah, the soil of our heart, we want to recognize whether or not there's doubt, deal with the unbelief, cancel it in the name of Jesus, disappointments and hurt that kind of make us, side out of promises of God. You know, maybe you felt like the Lord didn't come through for you in some way in the past, or whatever it was. I don't know, but I know that we've all experienced something at some point in life, and we were at the mercy of somebody else, and maybe that thing didn't go down the way we wanted to go. But let me tell you this, do not miss your right now blessing. Do not miss your destiny, and do not miss the promises of God because you're hung up on yesterday. Even as Paul declared, forgetting those things that are behind me and pressing toward what is ahead of me, hallelujah, looking forward to what is ahead of me, I press toward the mark for the prize of God in Christ Jesus. I'm moving forward is my point. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not supporting doubt. I'm standing in support of the weight of the word of God. I'm not supporting the weight of unbelief. I'm standing and I'm supporting the weight of the word of God. Okay. So that means if I have to dismiss disappointments, if I have to dismiss anger, if I've got to dismiss insecurity and timidity, you know what I'm saying? From not just believing, thinking that I cannot come boldly before the throne of grace, hallelujah, to the one who loves me, who has my back, and who wants what is best for me. No, that's we can come boldly before God. We don't even have to be timid about it or be insecure concerning him, because his love for us is complete and his love for us is perfect. And let me tell you this, you are worthy. You are worthy to be healed. You are worthy to be delivered. You are worthy of the blessings of God. Let that break up the hard ground of your heart, just knowing right now that you are worthy. And so we've got to overturn the strongholds, hallelujah, that we have believed. We got to overturn these lies that have been spoken into our life and break up the ground, hallelujah, and so that we can receive only the weight of the word of God and receive every promise, hallelujah, because I guarantee you that the word of God will not return unto him void. So my question that I leave you with today, will you do the work? Will you get your soil right? Because I promise you, even as the scripture shows us in Luke chapter 8, verse 15, the Lord says, but the ones that fell on the seed, that fell on the good ground, are those who, having heard the word with a noble heart and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. Hallelujah. We can bear it. We can bear it. Hallelujah. Everything that the Lord has promised belongs to us. And so we're getting after that. We're on this journey of 52 weeks of healing and deliverance because we know that God is able. And even now, every broadcast is a seed being sown. Every broadcast is water, hallelujah, being poured onto the seeds that are already in your heart. Hallelujah, that we will produce the harvest of righteousness, healings, deliverance, miracles. I don't know what side of the coin you're on. You might be on both. You might be seeking God for deliverance, because I got some things that I'm seeking God for, to deliver me from, to set me free from, to bring healing to me for. And so these 52 weeks of healing are just as much for me as they are for those who are hearing and joining me on this journey, okay? The word of the Lord says, and I'm going to close with Isaiah 53. The Lord says, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men. Hallelujah. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Speaking about Christ, who has believed our report? But I'm telling you, verse 4 says, surely, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And so we've got to get like Mary, and hallelujah, let it be to me as you have spoken. When Gabriel came to her and told her what was going to happen and explained it to her, she said, may it be to me, may it happen to me as you have spoken. And so as we read this word, and the Lord says, surely he has borne my grief and carried my sorrow, my response is, let it be to me, Father God, even as you have spoken. The word says, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Verse 5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Let it be to me as you have said, O Lord. He was bruised for our iniquity. Let it be to me as you have said, O Lord. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. Let it be to me as you have said, O Lord, and by his stripes I am healed. Let it be to me as you have said, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let it be to me as you have spoken. cultivate the ground of your heart and begin to receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Receive it in faith. Receive it in faith. Receive it in faith, knowing that the word of God will never fail, and that which the Lord has promised, he is able to perform. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Your healing is not impossible. Your deliverance is not impossible. Receive the word of God that is able to bring it, hallelujah, full circle and manifest it in your life. This is Abide Forever. My name is Dr. Ebony Robinson. Thank you guys for tuning in. Until next time, be blessed.